அஸ்ஸலாமு அலைக்கும் வரஹ்மத்துல்லாஹி வபரகாத்துஹு. ஆல் ப்ரேஸ் பி டு அல்லாஹ், த மோஸ்ட் மர்சிஃபுல் அண்ட் த மோஸ்ட் க்ளோரியஸ். பிளெஸிங்ஸ் ஆஃப் அல்லாஹ் பி அப்பான் அவர் ப்ராஃபட் சல்லல்லாஹு அலைஹி வசல்லம், ஹிஸ் ஃபேமிலி அண்ட் ஃபாலோவர்ஸ். ஐ வாண்ட் டு நரேட் அ ஸ்டோரி ஷேர்ட் பை அன் இமாம் இன் மை ரீஜன். ஹீ டெல்ஸ், வென் தே வேர் கிட்ஸ், தே யூஸ் டு சீ அ மேன் ஹூ இஸ் அ சிம்பிள் மேன் ஹூ கம்ஸ் டு மஸ்ஜித், where he cleans the masjid and toilet in the masjid. He don't ask for money, that man don't ask for money, but he accepts the voluntary contribution which were given by the localites, and he used to have a cycle which he rides to reach the masjid where he does this cleaning and does petty works in that masjid. This man always tells people that I will go to Hajj this year, but he don't have any means to do Hajj. He is very innocent that he don't know what is the process that a person undergoes while going for Hajj. But he tells this, that I'll go for Hajj this year, for many years, and kids around. Even this imam was making fun of this simple man, that are you going to Hajj this year? Aren't you gone for Hajj this year? Like that, those kids were making fun of him. And years passed by, this imam migrated for studies, and then he returns to his hometown where he inquires in the masjid about the simple man whom they were making fun of. And the administrator in the masjid tells that he had passed away in Makkah after his Hajj. This shocks that imam, and he contacts the travel agent who has taken this man for Hajj. The travel agent told that this man have passed away after his Hajj on the 10th of Dhul Hajj. So what has happened? This imam asked the travel agent, where he told that as usual he contacted this, he approached this travel agent and in the masjid, and he was telling, I am going for Hajj this year. So travel agent inquires, do you have passport? This man says no, and he don't have any idea about the processes that are involved in Hajj. So this travel agent, on seeing his innocence, have taken him for Hajj, where he passed away. But many people do Umrah and Hajj continuously to attain their mouth in that special place where the acceptance of Allah will be there. But Allah honors the people whom He wills. We need to be consistent in our duas, like this man. So he was very simple, and he was accepting, and he was continuous and consistent in his duas and in his desire to attain the pleasure of Allah by doing Hajj. And Allah eventually made this man do Hajj. So we have to be confident in Allah, and we have to be confident in the ability of Allah, that Allah's help will reach us even if there are no means for us. So Allah is Ar-Rahman, whose mercy will encompass everything and anything. May Allah help us, and may Allah grant us the opportunity to do a best Hajj. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.